Guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October until March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, an embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere I go, and a member of a super secret naughty club. Yep, my husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've tended to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations, partially because of my curiosity that gets me in trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything once for science. But remember, if you're going to follow the scientific method, you got to try it at least 3 times. The stories we share will be spicy, sexy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode. Guess what I did? Realized that I have no idea how high my body count is. More than 50, less than 100. But I'm pretty sure one of the biggest reasons it's so high is single guys in the lifestyle. They are the easiest and most fun you can have in the lifestyle, which is probably why my husband and I classify ourselves closer to the stag vixen versus hot wife swingers. When I was sitting here writing this episode and outlining it, I wanted to make sure that what I had to say wasn't the same thing that everybody has said on a Facebook group or a Reddit post about single guys and just bagging on them, especially because single guys get such a bad rep. In my opinion, there are 3 kinds of single guys in the lifestyle. The first kind are dudes who just want to get their dick wet. The second kind are guys who are learning and may possibly have a chance of not being fuck-ups. And the last kind are what I like to call pros. These guys know what the fuck they're doing. I have been working on this episode idea for weeks. One of the first things I did was read the Get Lucky Guide by Maxine Love. And if you are a single guy, you should read this. You can get it on Amazon. I even read it on Kindle. It's super short. I took like 10 pages of notes while I was reading this book, trying to figure out what was the best information to give people ideas and that I thought was really, truly something that would be helpful. She has everything in here from how single guys should write their online profile to do's and don'ts for their photos and their ads, to the nitty-gritty of making sure that you're getting tested for STDs, and even how to talk up couples. Definitely, you should pick it up if you're a single guy. If you are a couple who is trying to pick up single guys, it's good information too. So, there's my little plug for the Get Lucky Guide by Maxine Love. And like I said earlier, single guys get a bad rep. There are 75% of the single guys out there, hell, some people say 98% of the single guys out there, who are just idiots and douchebags. And they think that because a woman posts pictures of herself naked on the internet, or because women are in the lifestyle and they are looking to hook up with single guys, that they are just sluts who will fuck anything. Which is not true. And they don't realize that the women have all the power and all the control in the situation because we are the ones who are choosing them. Or at minimum, our husbands are the ones who are choosing them. With Mr. West and myself, I'm the one who's making all that initial contact. I am the one who is finding either couples or single guys for us to meet up with and doing all the sifting through of the 743 messages that I have no intentions of answering because the guy just didn't put any effort into it. Most couples, the husband does most of the work trying to figure out exactly who they want to meet up with and find these guys for their wives, especially in the hot wife scenarios. Anyone who has been in the lifestyle, swinging, or hot wifing for any length of time has the exact same complaints about these single guys. It's the guys who start their message out with, "Hey," or they start their messages out with how they're going to destroy my ass, or call me good girl and baby when I haven't even said hello to them. It's the guys whose first message is a dick pic with their dirty bathroom or their underwear around their ankles or their messy bed or sitting in their lazy boy with their pants around their ankles trying to pick a picture of them jacking off. Dude, it's not attractive. It's not going to get you a girl. And everybody has said it. The question is why people keep having to say it. The worst part about these guys who just want to get their dick wet and treat women so crappy because they think we're all sluts is that they get upset when you tell them no. Or they get upset when you tell them that what they're doing isn't the right thing to do. And even worse than that is when they beg. I, honest to God, had a guy beg me to let him fuck me in the ass for several messages before I finally just had to block him. Now don't get me wrong, fucking me in the ass is a great time, and maybe it's worth begging for, but I'm not falling for desperation. Desperation is a stench that you cannot get off of yourself, and it instantly turns me off. I try very hard to avoid this first category of guys, but we've all fallen for it. For example, I have one guy who, because we live in a small area, has found my profile on FetLife Reddit, has messaged me when we put up ads on Doublelist, and it's the same guy. And I know he knows it's the same couple, but he keeps using different pictures and different profiles, trying to think that we're going to meet up with him. And the stupid part is, he's tricked me twice. We showed up to meet with him the first time, and it just wasn't a good fit. And then he talked us into meeting up with him again, and I didn't realize it was the same guy. And that was super fucking awkward. So, after that one, he finds me again, and I figured out this time it was the same guy. And I was like, I just don't think we should try this again. We've tried this twice. It's not my thing. It's not going to work out. Then, after I tell him this isn't going to work out, he sends me several messages telling me that I really need to update my photos because I don't look like that, and I am trying to appear like I am a lot skinnier than I am. Well, the pictures he was talking about were pictures I had literally taken less than 5 days before that. Are you kidding me? This is what I look like. I don't even try to hide the fact that I'm a heavier girl. Now, what level of heavier girl you want to call me, that's up to you. I don't care. But I'm 41 years old, I've had a baby, and actually, in the last 5 years, I've lost 125 pounds, so I'm kind of saggy. Shit happens. I don't hide this. I just take pictures that show me in a better light. Good angles. Not lying. And I always make sure that before I meet up with a single guy, I send him a picture that shows exactly what I look like. Because I don't want to get to that situation and find out that he doesn't want to be with me because he doesn't like the way I look. Just like I wish that single guys would take pictures that show what they actually look like, that are recent, and that are not using so many angles and perspective to make it look like their 4-inch dick is a 8-inch dick. Because I'm going to notice when we get naked. The next group of guys are why I say 75% are idiots and douchebags. Because I think there are 20% of the single guys who don't have the experience in the lifestyle so that they come off smooth when they're trying to pick up on you. They also maybe aren't the guys who are the most attractive, super hot, have no troubles with girls. But they're good guys, and they understand that this is a unique situation, and for lack of a better way to put it, they're lucky to be able to participate in all the fun. Usually, a lot of them are divorced guys who've been in a long-term relationship before, and they're looking to have fun and try some new things. My favorite single guy in the entire world, Mr. Coffee, would I say fall into this category. It's not like he had a huge amount of experience in the lifestyle when we first met, but he's a good guy, and he's got a great dick. And he's got a great personality, and he fits with us, and even though he's not what I call a pro in the lifestyle, he works for us. Which is the reason why I give so many single guys the benefit of the doubt and end up in conversations with guys that I should never end up with, and I absolutely know that I should not start the conversation, but every time, I'm like, oh, well, he seems like a nice guy, and he didn't start off with, hey, or I want to fuck you in the ass, or a shitty dick pic, so we'll give it a try. Every guy who has sent 743 messages to couples and women and gotten little to no response, you all should be aspiring to be these kind of guys. Because the last category of guys are what I like to call the pros. And they either have so much experience and have been in the lifestyle since they were younger, or they are just built for it. And I don't mean built like, damn, that's a hot dude, which is an amazing thing to have happen also, but built for it mentally, and they also have the personality characteristics that make them good at it. Now, I have had experiences with two guys that I like to call pros. Well, more than two guys, but I have two guys that I really, when I think about pros, these are the guys I think of. And the first one was actually the first black gentleman that I had ever had sex with, which was, for me, a huge step because I'm from the middle of nowhere where we don't even have people of other races up here. If we do, it's people who are Latinos, but there are not a lot of black people where we are from. So we had traveled a long ways to be able to have that experience. Not that I was actually looking for a black guy that time, but that's how it ended up. And like several of the other pros I've met over the years, he had been in the lifestyle since he was young. Late teens, of course legal, but late teens, early 20s. When we were messaging back and forth, it was actually a pretty quick hookup. I had talked to him for maybe 48 hours before we actually met and had sex. And one of the things that made me feel really super comfortable was that he was asking questions that I hadn't even thought of. Part of the reason that I get myself into these situations with guys is because I get so excited about hooking up with these people and having these new experiences that sometimes I forget to ask the important questions. You would not believe the number of times I have forgotten to get a face pic. Yeah, I saw a dick pic. Yeah, I saw a full body pic. But I had no idea what that guy looked like in person. So when you go to the bar to meet up, it's a little tough to meet up with somebody that you don't know what he looks like. So we agree to meet up with this guy, and he's my first professional is what I would call him. And we met in the hotel lobby and sat and had a little bit of a conversation, and he was so, so good looking. Oh my God, just built like a brick shit house and so hot. When we got back to the hotel room, there was none of that awkward, who should make the first move? What are we doing here? He started taking his shoes off, and the next thing you know, he was over and he was kissing on my neck and like feeling me up and took his shirt off. And oh my God, was that fun to touch and play with? Because I really have a thing for arms and chests, and he was built like a brick shit house. And I will tell you that he was the best condom usage I have ever had sex with. Most guys have no idea they need to use more than one condom during sex. And he was so good about making sure that there was plenty of lube and that I was enjoying everything that we were doing. For example, I am one of those girls who is not all about the missionary, lovey-dovey, slow, sensual type sex. I want to fuck, and I want to do it hard, and I want to do it fast. And if you start and stop, I am not going to be able to have an orgasm. I just need you to continue on through. I would rather 5 minutes of hard fucking and a good time and me having multiple orgasms than 25 minutes of start, stop, slow down, change the speed. Oh my God, you almost got me there, but nope, you had to change something because you're so worried that you're gonna come. You're fucking around. So I guess one of the characteristics of what I call pros are those guys who have the awareness to be able to tell what I am enjoying. I don't have to give directions. They're like, "Oh, look, she seems to moan louder when I do that. Let's continue to do that. Oh, let's try this. Oh, no, did that work? Oh, change it up a little bit." They're people pleasers, which is generally something that you find in women more than in men, which is why these guys are pros. They are all about the woman enjoying herself. They have more respect for the husband than anybody I've ever known. They have no trouble interacting with a husband without getting awkward or feeling weird about the fact that they're hitting on somebody's wife or they're fucking somebody's wife. These guys are amazing. Pros are the shit. Now, I have hooked up with my first pro, my first black guy, more than once, and the great part is occasionally he checks in with me, asks if I'm going to be down in Denver, when's the next time I'm going to be down in Denver, and wants to hook up again. It's been a minute, but I would do him any day of the week. And I can tell you that the number of guys that I am interested in having a second round with, or a third, or fourth, is pretty limited. The next guy who I would call a pro, and the guy who I have hooked up with probably more than any other single guy, I call Mr. EMT. How we met was kind of funny. I'd put a post on Double List or Reddit, one of the two, about how I could get any guy off with one of my blowjobs in less than 5 minutes because I'm capable of sucking your soul out through your dick. So he called me on my bluff. We were headed to Denver to spend the weekend partying, having fun, and we were on our way. And this guy messaged me and was like, "No way. There is no way you're getting me off in less than 5 minutes." And I was like, "Oh, the fuck?" And he's like, "Well, let's give it a go. Let's see." Well, I'm never one to back down from a challenge, so of course we had to go hook up. We got a hotel room, and he met us at the hotel, and we talked for a few minutes downstairs, and then we went upstairs, and we had just gotten to town, and I needed a shower. So I told him, first things first, I gotta take a shower. And my husband went to join me and brought Mr. EMT with him because my husband knows that one of my favorite things to do is to give blowjobs in the shower. Now, I don't know what the difference is between blowjobs in the shower and blowjobs after the shower, but the dick tastes better in the shower. I like the warmth, I like the water, I like all of it. I could give blowjobs in the shower for much longer than I'm capable of giving blowjobs anywhere else. I did not get him off in 5 minutes, even remotely. In fact, we ended up having sex for several hours between the hubby, and him and I. We did DP, and he was so amazing. And part of it was because A, he fucks like Mr. West, which Mr. West fucks the way I like to fuck. Luckily, I found somebody who just does it for me. Mr. EMT also can do it for me. He has that same thing where he can pick up on what I'm enjoying and then he doubles down on what I'm enjoying. And him and Mr. West are actually buddies and they chit-chat and talk all the time. And Mr. EMT is definitely one of the few guys that I am always down to meet up with. Now, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but because my husband and I are in that stag-vixen dynamic, the one thing that we have the troubles with single guys is their interactions with Mr. West. These guys who are pros, there is never a question as to whether or not they have total and utmost respect for my husband, whether they are confused as to who is in charge in the room and who is going to shut things down. Mr. West is always in control in these situations because, I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but supposedly there were these scientists and they put an electrode in a monkey's pleasure center of his brain. And every time you hit the button, the monkey'd have an orgasm. Well, they gave the monkey the button and the monkey literally banged the button till he died. Wouldn't eat, nothing. All he wanted to do is have orgasms. Well, I'm kind of the monkey, and I have a tendency to go too far, too fast, too hard, and then the next day, I can't walk right. So, Mr. West is always making sure to take care of me and make sure that I am not going too far or too hard. He always jokes, everybody can play with the toy as long as everybody is nice to the toy and doesn't break it. Now, being nice doesn't mean that you don't gonna pound the shit out of it. But still, it's good to have somebody who's in control. And these guys who are pros understand that dynamic. So, based on my experiences with the three different types of single guys in the lifestyle, I came up with my own what to do, what not to do as a single guy if you want to get a message back from May Wild West. And the first one is, read my fucking profile. My profile says in it something to the effect of, if you've gotten this far, then start your message out with, show me the titties, because you deserve a reward, and I'll flash you. Do you know how many guys don't get to see the boobies because they didn't read the profile? More than you would believe. In fact, 80% of them. Now, not everybody has something like that, but almost everybody's profile or their pictures has something unique. For example, maybe a woman likes to wear high heels or marabou fuzzy feather slippers. If you see things like that, bring that up in your message. Hey, I really thought those shoes you were wearing with the fuzzy feathers were super sexy. That beats the shit out of, hey, I want to destroy your ass. Every day of the week. All the time. The next thing that I have a lot of problems with is patience. I have kids. I have a part-time job. Some people have full-time jobs. I have a husband, and now I have a podcast and all the rest of this stuff going on. So sometimes, A, I miss messages, and B, sometimes I'm just not going to be able to read them for 12, 14, 24, 48 hours. So you're going to have to wait. The number of times I have had guys go and ask me several questions and then I don't answer them back within what they feel is an appropriate amount of time, 15 minutes one time, and then they get shitty with you. It's not going to help your cause. I mean, just my opinion. Yeah, maybe it's rude that I didn't tell you that I couldn't message you back for a while, but you're also not the first thing on my mind. And honestly to God, the lifestyle isn't the first thing on my mind. All the rest of that stuff is. So have patience. The next thing that is a huge, huge pet peeve of mine and a good way to get yourself axed is when I ask you, what are you into? And you say, anything. Or anything but butt stuff. Or anything but put something in my butt. Dude, you're not into anything. I promise you. In fact, I could come up with at least 6 things off the top of my head that I am guaranteeing that most single guys are not into. And when you say you're into anything, that's just lazy. You want me to list off all the things that I'm into, but you don't have the time, the effort, or the energy to have a list of things that you're into or even things that you want to try. And the last thing that I would say is my do's and don'ts of single guys and how to get messages from May Wild West is when you send pictures, do not send pictures of your dick that shows your dirty bathroom floor in front of you, which of course is something that everybody says. But this is the one that's key. Have pictures of your full body, your face, PG pictures that show what you look like, preferably with reference points to see how big you are. And I'm not talking about how big your dick is. Yes, I would like to see a good picture of your dick and how big it is because, you know, that's the part I'm going to be using the most if we do hook up. I also want to know that I'm not hooking up with a guy who is 6 foot and 135 pounds. I'm a bigger girl. I don't want to be 3 times bigger than the guy I'm fucking. Okay, 3 times is an exaggeration, but still, I don't want my thighs to be bigger around than your waist. Also, I'm more likely to be interested in you if the PG pictures that you're sending to me show something about your personality or something that you're into that isn't just dicking down chicks. I was talking to a gentleman who calls himself a bull just the other day, and I asked for some PG full body pictures, and A, he was prepared, had them there to send, and B, the one picture had him with a snake he had killed, which ick, but I did get to make several jokes about that not being the kind of snakes that I'm after, and it turned into kind of this little fun, flirty, sexy thing, because he had something that showed his personality, and I didn't have to wait 3 hours for him to decide to send me a picture that let me know whether or not I was into him or not. Now, there are 100 more things that I could talk about or that I could complain about with single guys, but I do want to reiterate, I think single guys get a bad rep, and I think that single guys are an abused portion of the lifestyle population, but it's because there's just too damn many douchebags who just want to get their dicks wet.
I do want to remind everybody to subscribe and check out my social media for more fun and stories and polls. I have a Instagram page at May Wild West. I have a Facebook page that is May Wild West. And I have Reddit that is at May Wild West. And that's MayWildWest. Also, I have a website, and that link will be in my podcast description. And don't forget that the May Wild West Show is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And I would really appreciate you going over and checking out my social media pages, and even putting a review on one of my podcasts would be fantastic. So, if you had a good time with me today, and I am always a good time, please make sure you've subscribed so you don't miss out on a single riveting story, amazing episode, heart-rending confession, or just something dirty and funny. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends. You would be my hero, and I love hearing your feedback, so feel free to message me on any of my social media. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys later.